at all. That being said, we continue our conversation around education. And education expert at the Independent Institute of Education, Nola Payne, joins you on the line now to talk to you about matric results and what they actually mean for the learners. I mean, if you consider the IB school results, they achieved a pass rate of 98.92%. And the IEB CEO says that 90.65% of these learners who wrote the exams actually qualified for university entrance. But what does that really mean? Is this a good thing? Nala, a very good Friday morning to you. Thank you so much for joining us once again on the show.
Morning, Ebs.
Now, if we talk about matric results, I mean, are these matric results overhyped?
Yeah, we definitely put too much emphasis on the matric results. We should be celebrating our kids' achievements right through school, right through higher education. But I think it's just that matric result is the indicator of, it's almost a marker going from child into adulthood. So it's the end of one phase of a child's life into the next phase. And I think the actual hype around it has increased year after year. If you think 10 years ago, there wasn't all this hype around, comparing provinces with each other. And even if you're going back 20 years, it was something, it was important, yes, but it wasn't as frenetic, this concentrated focus on it and almost comparing kids with each other. And I think that's where the pressure and the anxiety comes from. How have you performed in relation to your peers? And we know, peer pressure, and that is quite a big thing with young teenagers. So it's, judging them against their peers, the expectations of their parents and guardians. It's the indicator of their entrance into higher education and maybe which will affect their careers. So it's one of those stages in life that has got many different, it flows over and affects many different aspects.
And of course, Nola, I mean, putting so much, hyping these results often means then that those that they have not made it, it almost feels like it's the end of the world for them.
I think that's my biggest concern is not those that have excelled or have done, passed and exceeded their expectations, but those that are disappointed in their results, those maybe that have failed. There could be various factors in their lives. They may have had a huge life event, whether it's a death of someone in the family, an illness, something maybe that affected themselves. And this is a huge disappointment, not only to themselves, but probably to those people around them. It all of a sudden makes them have to think of a different choice for this year. Where are they going to go? Are they able to do it? Should they repeat the year? Should they go into higher qualifications? In other words, instead of going into a degree or diploma, should they do a higher certificate? So there are all these various options that they're also going to be considering, but it can bring on a lot of anxiety and depression within these youngsters. And we do hear every year there are a handful of the matriculants who haven't passed or haven't done well according to their expectations that do commit suicide, and that of course is very tragic. Whether it's one person that does it or 10 of them, every life counts, and it's something that I think we don't put enough emphasis on.
To you listening at home, 16 minutes after 5, you are encouraged to be part of the conversation on 021-446-0567. We're chatting to education expert at the Independent Institute of Education. That's Nola Payne, who's no stranger to the show. IB results were released yesterday, and of course, we are waiting for the rest of the matric results to be released today. And so we are having a conversation around the matric results, the pressures that they come with, and also, we're trying to find out, are matric results, in fact, overhyped? And in having talking to that, Nola, you mentioned that there's the pressure that comes with it, and I feel that more and more we are pushing the narrative that students must be looking for tertiary studies. But shouldn't we be encouraging more practical work also?
Definitely, passing matric and a lot of academic tertiary studies. It requires a certain kind of person with a talent to be able to study and produce great results. But not everybody has that talent. Some people are talented in sports, some are talented with their hands, others musically. So people have different talents, and we are putting everybody into one box and expecting everybody to respond and perform to a certain way of studying. So I think this shouldn't be taken as something necessarily personal. You could be intelligent. Your talents may lie, though, better in the practical aspect, and that is what you should follow. You know, follow your talent and your passion, not the expectations of other people. So if, for example, the expectations of the people around you are for you to become an accountant and to be in an office in a suit, that's one thing. But are you talented in your using your hands, and you would be better suited to doing something which is more practical and technical? So, and that, I think, is the key to success in life, is doing what you're talented at and what you are passionate about.
And if we look now, you know, when you get your matric pass or your matric results, many people often don't understand that there are three different levels, as far as I understand it, to passing matric, Nolo, which is your basic certificate, your diploma pass, and your university pass. Now, many will be looking to do their tertiary studies, but will not, in fact, get that university pass. Is it the end of the world? So I've passed matric, but I cannot get to university. Is it the end of the world, or are there options that perhaps I can pursue?
No, it's not the end of the world. As you mentioned, there are the three different levels of passing your matric. The student had to provisionally apply on their grade 11 results, and then they were provisionally accepted, you know, put on a waiting list. And whatever their final result now will determine whether they are accepted into that qualification or not. So some of them may be disappointed that, for example, if they'd applied to do a degree, they were provisionally accepted, but they only had a diploma or higher certificate pass, they won't be able to get into that degree. There are other options, as you've mentioned. Within the same discipline or study field or area you are interested in, there are higher certificates that are cognate that can move you into a degree and diplomas. So, for example, a higher certificate is a year-long full-time. You could do a higher certificate in, say, for example, business management or accounting, and that would be cognate with a BCom. You do your higher certificate, you pass it, you would then be able to move into a degree in the next year, so for 2020. So really it would just be you're not wasting a year. You're learning the basics and the fundamental aspects of your chosen career or qualification, and it gives you this opportunity to now get into a degree again where you would have been disappointed not today, for example, that you weren't able to do that. And, you know, and you almost feel like, oh, I can't get into a degree with these results, it's the end of the world. But it's definitely not. You know, just by taking a year's breather and a year of doing perhaps a higher certificate, you can then move into the degree. Plus, you're getting an extra qualification. You know, you're earning yourself a higher certificate. It's not something that you're just doing this higher certificate and you come out of there with nothing. You are going to be getting a qualification, and you'll go to a graduation at the end of the year. So it's definitely not wasted.
I hear you. Nola, just before we let you go, though, perhaps your parting words to the listeners when it comes to these trying times of matric results?
I think first my sort of little stick of information would be to the parents. They shouldn't show their anxiety or their disappointment when those results are out. And those kinds of little emotions are picked up very easily by the youngsters. And again, you know, take it with a pinch of salt. Sort of think your future if you didn't achieve what you're expecting to, or if you got better results than you were expecting. And, you know, celebrate today, start on Monday reviewing your options and moving forward from there. You know, this is the beginning of the rest of their life. So, I mean, it's a great time within their lives.
Nola, I wish perhaps you were there in my matric year to pass that message to my father, that if he doesn't make it, don't be disappointed. Nola, thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning. A very good morning to you. And to you listening at home, by the way, that is Nola Payne, education expert at the Independent Institute of Education. We